This is Dr. E indicating readmission, history and physical. Patient in Hoban, H-O-B-A-N, John, J-O-H-N, Fred, F-R-E-D. Date of birth, 5/23/2023. Place, Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. History of present illness. This is a 93-year-old gentleman. He was at the rehab center. He was complaining of chest pain, palpitation. Patient was sent out to the hospital by ambulance 911. Patient was evaluated in the ED. Patient has a known history of AFib.
96.
Yes.
I'm
believe you. It can't be a false high.
Has been on warfarin. History of coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft in 2023, moderate to severe mitral and tricuspid regurgitation, CKD, CHF with ejection fraction of 40 to 45%, Crohn disease. Patient has a urinary retention, required Foley catheter. Patient was a evaluated in the emergency room. Patient was known to have acute and chronic respiratory failure with hypoxia, sepsis, complicated UTI, and AFib with RVR and lactic acidosis. Patient was also managed for acute kidney injury in the bay on the top of CKD and bacteremia. Severe sepsis was attributed to UTI. And patient was also known to have staph coagulase, negative bacteremia, most likely contamination. In the hospital, patient was treated with antibiotics. He has a leukocytosis. Patient started to improve. AKI was monitored and resolved. Patient has AFib, most likely triggered by UTI. Heart rate was controlled and also PTNR was monitored. After stabilization, patient was sent back to the Franklinwood. Today when I saw the patient, he's feeling better. No headache, no dizziness, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history, coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft, number 2, moderate to severe mitral regurgitation, number 3, hypertension, number 4, diabetes, number 5, history of AFib on warfarin, cardiomyopathy, EFR 40 to 45%, urinary retention, required Foley catheter. Hyperlipidemia. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 650, 2 tablet, Q6 hour PRN, Lipitor 20 mg daily, Cyanocobalamin B12 1000 mcg daily, Trilogy Lipta 100 mcg daily, Hydrocortisone 1% cream, topical twice a day, Lidocaine 5% gel, Transdermal patch daily, Metoprolol 25 mg BID, Montelukast 10 mg daily, multivitamin daily, Flomax 0.4 mg daily, Tarsamide 10 mg daily, Warfarin,
okay.
4 mg Tuesday, Thursday.
So she gets settled.
Monday. Warfarin 2 mg.
Wow, that's great.
So
I'm
just going to leave her on one.
Every Sunday.
And we need to let the nurse know because
what they
do.
And
warfarin.
Oh.
She was in the room because I didn't want to.
4 mg Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday. And Friday.
I'm sorry.
Zinc oxide.
Well, we shared COVID before.
The local skin. Prep.
I'll just tease him.
Relief system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no, you know, the Christian pulmonary, no cough cardiac, no chest pain, GN, vomiting, musculoskeletal, some edema, both legs, neuro, no syncope, physical, patient is awake, he's alert. Oriented time 3, cooperative. His blood pressure is 154 over 79, pulse 82, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%. Heart rate max normochelic, eyes anectaric, no urine discharge. Throat clear, negative, neck supportivity, chest non tender, lungs, diminished blood from the bases, no wheezing, heart testiness 2. Abdomen is soft, obese, bowel from positive. Extremities 1 plus pitting edema, no cough tenderness, neuro is awake, alert, and time 3. Assessment, patient is readmitted with the deconditioned with the multiple medical problem. Status post, recent sepsis with AKI, next line UTI, complicated, next line leukocytosis, next line CAD, status post CABG. History of moderate to severe mitral regurgitation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of CKD, CHF, with ejection fraction of 40-45% and ambulatory dysfunction. Plan of care will continue all his current medication, follow-up lab electrolyte. Care plan discussed with the patient and the nursing staff. Recent labs, sodium 139, potassium 4.2, carbon 105, CO 29. PT 20.0, INR 1.7, hemoglobin 9.3, micro 28.8. All his current medication will be continued, PT and R will be monitored, and dose of warfarin will be adjusted as per monitoring. We will continue physical therapy. Thank you.